بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين، يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Allah give us tawfiq to understand, to appreciate, to learn and emulate and disseminate the beautiful lives of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, every one of them. Open the books and study their lives, it just effulges with fragrance and lessons and guidelines and guidance. We study the life of a great Sahabi radiallahu anhu, who came to Medina Munawwara not long before the demise of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He comes into Medina Munawwara during the year called Amul Wufud, with the delegations were coming into Medina Munawwara in abundance to embrace Islam. This Sahabi, he spent some time in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's company, but Allahu Akbar, one look of Allah's Nabi, one look of Allah's Nabi made them so great that no one else can reach their rank. Quran speaks of their greatness. Quran speaks of their position. Quran speaks of how Allah has forgiven them and raised them and tested them and have made them the greatest. That look of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so powerful. The Sahabi says that when I arrived in Medina Munawwara, people were looking at me. They were staring at me. So I said to them, something happened. Is there anything that is wrong? Is everything okay? Did Allah's Nabi mention me? Meaning they were staring at him in a manner as though that they just heard his description. They just heard his description. Yes, why did they hear his description? They heard it from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just said, when he asked the Sahabi next to him, what happened? Why are they all staring at me? So he says to him, Allah's Nabi just mentioned, سَيَدْخُلُ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ هَذَا الْفَجْ مِنْ خَيْرِ ذِي يَمَنْ أَلَا وَإِنَّ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ مَسْحَةٌ مَلِكٍ. A man is coming to you now. He is from the best of the people of Yemen. And he has on his appearance the ambiance and the appearance and the stamp of a king. Meaning he has on his face the stamp of a chief and a ruler. This was Jarir radiallahu anhu. He came into Medina Munawwara. He says, لِمَّا دَنَوْتُ مِنَ الْمَدِينَةِ I approached Medina Munawwara. أَنَخْتُ رَاحِلَتِي I got my conveyance arranged. I prepared my arrangements. Put my new garment. I entered Medina Munawwara. And Allah's Nabi was in the khutbah. فَرَمَانِ النَّاسُ بِالْحَدَقِ And all around me was staring at me. So I said to the person next to me, فَقُلْتُ لِجَلِيسِيَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ Did Allah's Nabi say anything? He said, yes. Allah's Nabi just praised you. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just praised you. Allahu Akbar. And then he spent his time in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he benefited from every moment. In one report, he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The house was filled with everyone, with all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. There was no place to sit in. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presented his rida. Allah's Nabi took off his shawl and threw it to Jarir radiallahu anhu. That, oh Jarir, sit on this. Jarir radiallahu anhu didn't have the courage to sit on the shawl of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He took it, he kissed it, he caressed it, he hugged it, and he said, oh my Nabi, akramat Allah kama akramtani. May Allah honor you just as thou has honored me. Allah's Nabi said to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that when a senior comes to you, when a senior comes to you, so honor him. Because Sahaba radiallahu anhum will be welcoming people even after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a lesson for the ummah, that our deen is for humanity and we have to make it available to humanity. That senior people come, show them that added extra ikram. We should go out of our way to show them the beauty of deen and give them that izzat, so they see that nothing is being taken away from them, because they are making a great sacrifice by coming, by taking the step. Shaitan is stopping them every step of the way. The hadith states, when a person wants to embrace Islam, shaitan will stop in his way, barring him from every avenue of truth. And once he comes into Islam also, shaitan will not leave a person. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us this important lesson via Jarir radiallahu anhu, that when senior people come, when every person comes, make their ikram, whether poor, whether rich. But when a person of position comes, and when we make his ikram, even his followers will be affected. And they will be touched. And their hearts will open more towards Islam. So much of ikram was made to newcomers, that there was a special place in Masjid al-Nabawi for them. The place for the wufud, for the delegations coming in. Wafd is a very, very honored delegation. People are coming for Islam. And they were given hospitality. They were made ikram. And whoever came was given honor. Even Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would put special clothes to welcome them. And he gave a lot of importance to them. To such an extent, وَكَانَ يُعْطِيهِمُ الْجَوَائِزِ Allah's Nabi would give them gifts. People are coming into Medina Munawwara. They must take deen also. They must take gifts also. And Sahaba radiallahu anhum were taught this. On occasions Allah's Nabi would say, each Sahabi must take people home. Each one must take people home. This is the ikram. To such an extent, when Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leaving this world, among his last strong emphatic advices was, with the encouragement towards salah and so forth, he also said, "Ajizul wafda bimithli ma kuntu ajizuhum." Teach the newcomers into deen and make their ikram. Honor them like how you saw me doing so, O my ummat, how I honored the new people coming into deen. Ajizuhum, reward them and afford them and make their ikram how you saw your Nabi do sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How beautiful it will be when we bring these people and we show them izzat and we make their ikram. How many people will come into deen, inshaAllah. Jarir radiallahu anhu was so strong on his deen. He says, I took bay'ah at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, ala sam'i wa ta'a wa an ansaha li kulli muslim. I took this pledge on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I will listen to the command of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I will obey, and I will be sincere and loyal to every Muslim. How he took this to heart. Remember, he was a leader. He was a leader of his people. Allahu Akbar. And how Islam connected him. How Islam, you know, brightened him so much and enhanced him so much. And how pure he was to such an extent that all his life, even if he did a purchase, even if he bought something or sold something, he would say to the dealer, he would say to his companion, he would say that, I am buying this from you because I like this better than what I am giving you. So you choose. He didn't want that person to be done down with in any way. وَالنُّصْحْ لِكُلِّ مُسْلِمْ So people would tell him that, why do you have this temperament? Why do you always want people to have what is better? He says, my Nabi taught me to want good for every person, make ikram of every person. One day he needed a horse, a conveyance. His manager went to buy it for him. And the manager did the deal for 300 dirham for that conveyance. And now he says, come, I take you. I have to show the owner. And he will present the nuqood, the cash to you. When Jarir radiallahu anhu sees this conveyance, this horse, and the deal was done at 300, he says to this person that, you know, the value of this horse you're selling to me is more than 300. Don't you want 400 for it? Imagine the manager seeing this now. The manager did a bargain. This man is prepared to give the horse at 300 dirham. Jarir radiallahu anhu is bargaining, so to say, on the seller's part. He says, why don't you take 400? Why don't you take 500? He says, you know what? Take 800. And this man was so shocked, he couldn't believe it. This new Muslim, he couldn't believe it. This was the environment people seen. The environment, the temperament, the dealings, the sincerity, the loyalty, the ikram of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. How then would people not embrace Islam? How then would people not fall in love with deen? Why do you do this, sir? He says, my Nabi taught me, wa nusḥ لِكُلِّ مُسْلِمْ. I took a pledge at his hands that I will listen to the command of Allah. I will obey Allah's command and I will be loyal and I'll look out for every Muslim. I'll look out for the next person. Allahu Akbar. Allah give us tawfiq to bring alive the teachings of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. To want good for others. To want others to be enhanced. And this is the beauty of deen. Allah will bless us with more. A simple thing like dua. If you make dua for the next person, malaika are making dua for you. This is how sincere our heart should be. Jarir radiallahu anhu was a man of seniority. But when he would travel, he would make khidmat of others. Anas radiallahu anhu was younger than him. On journey, Jarir radiallahu anhu would make khidmat of Anas radiallahu anhu. Imagine what Islam does to a person. He is superior of his community. He comes to Masjid al-Nabawi. Allah's Nabi says, this senior person from Yemen is coming. This chief from Yemen is coming. But how deen brought him to such qualities that he is making ikram of others. From the beginning, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him in the way of Allah, sent him in the path of Allah ta'ala. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him to one region. Allah turihuni min dhil khalasa. Jarir radiallahu anhu just embraced Islam. He was ready for the taqada of deen. And then he complained, O Nabi of Allah, I'm not so good on the horse. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam struck him on his chest. He says, Allah's Nabi struck me on my chest. I saw the imprint on my chest. حَتَّى رَأِتُ أَثَرَ يَدِهِ فِي صَدْرِي. He struck my chest and he said, Allahumma thabbithu. O Allah, you keep him firm on the conveyance. You keep him strong on the horse. وَجْعَلْهُ هَادِيًا مَهْدِيًّا. O Allah, you make him hadi. Make him one who will guide the ummah to you. مَهْدِيًّا. And make him one who is rightly guided himself. And then he went in Allah Ta'ala's way. And then he strives in Allah Ta'ala's path. He goes there. When he goes to this region where was Dhil Khalasa, near Yemen, the Yemeni region. And he strove in Allah Ta'ala's path. And he gave dawah to Allah Ta'ala's deen. He made jihad in Allah Ta'ala's path. He established the masajid. He established adhan. And idols were destroyed. When he returns to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gives this report about the masajid and so forth. Then Allah's Nabi asks, what about Dhul Khalasa, what I sent you for also? What about that specific Dhul Khalasa? He says, O Nabi of Allah, that is as it is, and Allah will solve it. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him to destroy Dhul Khalasa. And Allah's Nabi tied for him a banner, and he went with Allah's Nabi's dua sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he went in Allah Ta'ala's path, and he destroyed this Dhul Khalasa. And when he came back, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so happy when he heard the Kaaduzari that it's completely destroyed. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him. And he made dua for the Ahmas people who came with him. 5 times Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua. Oh Allah, you bless them. Oh Allah, you give them barakat. So he spent those times with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the riwayat of Bukhari and Muslim, he says, مَا حَجَبَنِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ مُنْدُ أَسْلَمْتُ وَلَا رَآنِي إِلَّا ضَحِكْ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ وَلَا رَآنِي إِلَّا تَبَسَّمَ فِي وَجْهِ. Allah's Nabi never deprived me of his company. Whenever I came to him, he always welcomed me. No matter what he was doing, he always welcomed me. And whenever he saw me, he gave me a brimming smile. Allah, Allah, Allah. What a lesson, my respected listeners. What a lesson. There's new people coming to deen. Let's not frown at their faces. Let's smile at the believer. A smile is contagious. A smile is deen. A smile is charity. If you can't smile also, make yourself smile. Smiling is part of deen. Smile at the next person. Allah will make you happy. Make people happy. Allah will make you happy. Don't make them think that deen is gloomy and dull and they are not welcome. And make them scared that you know you'll have to be cut here and there. Take them slowly but surely. Welcome them. Make deen comfortable for them. And slowly, slowly teach them. Tomorrow, you and I will be dead and gone in our graves. And it will be those who you brought who will establish deen. And who will spread deen. And who will make sacrifices for deen. Great, great Sahaba radiallahu anhum. How they were welcomed. Urwa bin Mas'ud Thaqafi. Jarud Bishr bin Mu'alla radiallahu anhum. Jarir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhum. Suraqa bin Malik radiallahu anhum. These great senior Sahaba came as chiefs, and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam welcomed them and sent them in Allah Ta'ala's path, and how they strove in Allah Ta'ala's way. So much Jarir radiallahu anhu was honored by the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that Ali radiallahu anhu was from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's Nabi's cousin, says about Jarir, that don't disrespect Jarir. Jarir is from Ahlul Bayt. Jarir is from Ahlul Bayt. This is how the new people were shown that comfort. Allahu Akbar. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, Innaka mru'un, O Jarir, you are such a person. Allah has given you such beauty. قَدْ حَسَّنَ اللَّهُ خَلْقَكَ. Allah has given you beauty. فَحَسِّنْ خُلُقَكَ. You work and perfect your akhlaq. Allah has given you external beauty. You make an effort that Allah Ta'ala give you internal beauty as well. And Allahu Akbar, through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's barakat, what akhlaq Allah Ta'ala gave him all his life. His beauty was such. Umar radiallahu anhu would say, Jarir Yusuf hadihi al-ummah. Jarir radiallahu anhu is the Yusuf of this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Zahabi rahimahullah describes the beauty of the sahabi. He says, Kana badi' al-huzun, husni. His beauty was spectacular. His jamal was kamil. He was tall and lofty. And with his stance, he would reach the hump of the camel while standing. Very, very beautiful was Jarir bin Abdullah al-Bajali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Interesting to note about Jarir radiallahu anhu is when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world, he was out in Allah ta'ala's path. He was out in Allah ta'ala's way, teaching deen in Yemen, striving in Allah ta'ala's path, giving da'wat there. And when he returned to Medina Munawwara, and he didn't find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam there, how sad it would have been. How sad it would have been. What kaaguzari he came with. He went to Yemen under the instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again. He went again. He went the first time, then he went again. He came back. The senior people there embraced Islam. Dhil Kula' who he went to meet embraced Islam. Dhi Amr embraced Islam. Duriba bint Abraha, the wife of Dhil Kula', embraced Islam. The senior people, they embraced Islam and they were striving and they were giving da'wat and they were spreading Allah Ta'ala's deen. And great jihad took place there. When he arrives in Madinah Munawwara, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is no more. Imagine the sadness of the Sahabi radiallahu anhu, yearning to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left this world. He meets Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and he gives full kaaguzari, full report of what happened in Yemen. How people became murtad, and who came back to deen, and who he made effort on, and how he made effort. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, what wonderful effort you made. O Jarir, you must go back to Yemen. And those who have embraced deen, strengthen them, encourage them, keep them firm. And those who were murtaddeen, you have to call them back to deen, otherwise you strive in Allah Ta'ala's path against them. And then he went in Allah Ta'ala's path, and he made sacrifices. He fought against the Murtaddeen under Muhajir bin Umayyah radiallahu anhum. And Allah gave them victory after victory until they conquered and defeated. And the Murtaddeen were completed in Yemen, were finished, and Yemen came back to deen. Alhamdulillah. Then they returned and gave report. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhum sent them again in Allah Ta'ala's path. Then he was with Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu in Yarmouk. According to reports, he was sent back to Medina Munawwara to give report of how were the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Other reports say that was another Jarir radiallahu anhu. When he returned to Medina Munawwara after great sacrifice, there was a need to go to Iraq in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And no one was ready to go. This was after Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu left this world. Muthanna bin Haditha al-Shaybani came to give report and the need of deen and striving in Iraq, in Persia. And then Umar radiallahu anhu made tashkeel, prepared Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And most of the Sahaba were out already. So those who were left were new and no one was ready. Jarir radiallahu anhu was encouraged by Umar radiallahu anhu. You go, encourage the people. He got up and he encouraged the people. And he got his people ready. Umar radiallahu anhu promised him a bigger amount of the booty. 1/4 of the booty to encourage him and for him to encourage the others. And they went in Allah Ta'ala's way. He encouraged and said, our intention must be correct. We must want shahadat in Allah Ta'ala's path, that Allah will give us Jannat. And if not, then we'll get the booty. And they strove in Allah Ta'ala's path. And Allah Ta'ala did give victory. And after that, the famous incident of Qadisiyah took place, and many other incidents. The one was the battle of Jalula, and on that occasion Jarir radiallahu anhu said that Umar radiallahu anhu promised me one quarter of the booty. Sa'ad radiallahu anhu asked, how is this possible? And he wrote to Umar radiallahu anhu, and Umar radiallahu anhu responded to that letter to say, yes, Jarir radiallahu anhu has that option to get that quarter, but if he doesn't want it, then don't give it to him. If he wants it, then give it to him. When the letter comes, and comes to Sa'ad radiallahu anhu, Sa'ad radiallahu anhu agrees, but then Jarir says, Amir al-Mu'mineen is correct. We strove in Allah Ta'ala's path. We shouldn't want more. La hajata li bihi. I don't want it. Bal ana rajulun min al-Muslimin. I am from the Ummat. I am from the Muslims. Li ma lahum wa alayya ma alayhim. I should get what they get. And I have to do, and I am duty bound by what they are duty bound by. And this is how he understood himself. That he understood himself to be ordinary. And where are Sahaba ordinary? But this was their humility. And this is the Quran's teachings. Wa ana minal muslimin. Quran teaches us not to be haughty about ourselves. That I am someone special. No. Quran says, wa ana minal muslimin. I am from the whole ummat. I am one part of this great ummat. Ummat is great. I am part and parcel of the ummat. This is the teaching. When Jarir radiallahu anhu had returned striving in Allah's path in Iraq under Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu asked him, how did you find the Sahaba? How was Sa'ad? How is the Amir? So Jarir radiallahu anhu responds, تَرَكْتُهُ أَكْرَمَ النَّاسِ مَقْدِرَةً. I found him to be one who has complete authority and control. وَأَحْسَنَهُمْ مَعْدِرَةً. And in spite of that, he would pardon the most. He treats his companions like a righteous mother, and he gathers them around him. He is blessed and fortunate. And when there's time of difficulty, he is in front, he is in the front row, and he is the most beloved to them, to all his satis. Umar radiallahu anhu was happy with that response. The Arabic is too beautiful. Then he says, Akhbirni an halin nas. Tell me about your companions, how were the Sahaba, how were those Tabi'in, how were they out in Allah's way, how are they? So Jarir radiallahu anhu says, Hum kasihamil ju'ba. They are like the arrows of the quiver. Minha al-qa'imul ra'ish. Some arrows are straight and well feathered, and others are thick in the middle, and the feathers are inappropriate. But Ibn Abi Waqqas has everyone under control. He treats people appropriately and proportionately, and those arrows that are bent, he straightens them. Those that are unfeathered, he feathers them. You know, eloquently he responds, and then he says, oh Amirul Mu'mineen, Allah knows best. Then he says, how is the deen in them? Akhbirni an Islamihim. So Jarir radiallahu anhu responds, Salah is complete in their lives. Yuqeemoon as-salah li'uqatiha. In its time, they pabund, they punctual, perpetual with salah. And they, you know, give their zakat, and they are obedient. They are obedient to their amirs and leaders. Umar radiallahu anhu says, as long as salah is being established properly, zakat is being given fully, and obedience is in them, that means the ummah is united, and that is al-jama'ah. وَإِذَا كَانَتِ الطَّاعَةِ كَانَتِ الْجَمَاعَةِ. And unity is the most important thing. Unity is the most important thing. So this was the way Jarir radiallahu anhu gave report. And all his life he strove in Allah Ta'ala's power. And when he was in Medina Munawwara, he was very close to Umar radiallahu anhu. He would sit with Umar radiallahu anhu very often. And on one occasion, in Salah, someone broke wind. And there were many new people in Medina Munawwara also. And the other report explains it that they were sitting in a gathering. And this person broke wind. So Umar radiallahu anhu says, أَعْزِمُ عَلَى صَاحِبِهَا إِلَّا قَامْ فَتَوَضَّعْ. I insist that the one who broke wind should go now and make wudu and repeat his salah. So no one gets up. Jarir radiallahu anhu says, I said to Amir al-Mu'mineen, اِعْزِمْ عَلَيْنَا جَمِيعًا فَتَكُونُ صَلَاتُنَا تَطَوُّعًا وَصَلَاتُهُ الْفَرِيضَةِ. O Amir al-Mu'mineen, my opinion is that you insist on all of us. Our salah will then become nafil, we'll perform again, it's okay. And his salah will be his faridah, but at least his heart will be preserved, the heart of the ummati. So Umar radiallahu anhu says that I insist on myself and all of you that we all go make wudu and we perform salah. And Umar radiallahu anhu was so impressed with the solution of Jarir radiallahu anhu that he says to him, يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ نِعْمَ السَّيِّدِ كُنْتَ فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ وَنِعْمَ السَّيِّدِ أَنْتَ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ. Allah have mercy on you. What a leader you were in Jahiliyyah, and what a wonderful leader are you in Islam, that Islam has even enhanced you more. The beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that people are mines, like the mines of gold and silver. And those who were the best in the times of Jahiliyyah, when they come into Deen, they will be the best. And those that are metal and stone, you know, sometimes that stone is hard, the nature of it is hard to be removed, but effort has to be made. The other report states that Umar radiallahu anhu says to him, Rahimakallah, Allah bless you, Allah bless you. You were always a leader in Jahiliyyah, and now in Islam you have been enhanced. Faqihan fil Islam. You have such a beautiful understanding of Deen. This is Deen. This drawing this such a solution is because of Deen, the barakat of Deen. This is reported by Zahabi in his Siyar wa Alam al-Nubala. So how beautiful and amazing is the understanding of Jarir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, not to hurt people's feelings. Sometimes we have this temperament, we want to correct. Allah ta'ala forgive us, Allah give us tawfiq. Our intention for correcting must not be to show people how much we know. Our intention must be that the believer is the mirror of the believer, that this person is my mirror. I don't want him, you know, to have bad on him. I want that mirror to shine because I am his mirror, he is my mirror. So there's a way also. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah says, if you just correct a person in public, actually you have disgraced that person. That's not a correction. There's a way to correct. Call the person one side and politely, lovingly, you know, acknowledge the good in him and say, there's so much of good in you. I have noticed so much of good. And speak the truth. And say, you know what, but just this one thing. For example, you know, brother, when you're going into sajda, you're raising your feet above the ground. And that is, you know, dangerous. That is not allowed. In a nice way. You know, brother, you're always coming to the masjid. It is so good. But you know, when you're making wudu, just be cautious of this. Do it privately. Do it in the corner. And even better, do it over a cup of tea. Do it over some ikram. How happily the person will accept what you are saying. Especially when you appreciated the good in him. When you encouraged him. And you saw, no, it's not like this. No, it's like that. And our tone, Allah Ta'ala save us. Sometimes this is a detestable manner of doing things. Allah give us tawfiq. Allah give us sincerity. And Allah give us the manner and the akhlaq and the temperament of the great Sahaba radiallahu anhum in bringing islah and reformation. His life he spent striving in Allah's way, fulfilling the taqazas of Allah's deen. During the time of Umar radiallahu anhu also, how many regions he went to. He was under the leadership of Nu'man bin Muqarrin radiallahu anhu in the battle of Nihawand. And he made so much of sacrifice. And the instruction of Umar radiallahu anhu was that the Amir would be Nu'man bin Muqarrin. And if Nu'man radiallahu anhu is Shaheed, then the Amir would be Hudhaifa bin Yaman radiallahu anhu. And if Hudhaifa is Shaheed, the Amir would be Jarir bin Abdullah Bajali radiallahu anhu. Allahu Akbar. Jarir. What a senior Sahabi that he is put among the top Amirs. And otherwise it would be Mughira bin Shu'bah. And then Ash'ath bin Qais radiallahu anhu. And he kept on striving in Allah Ta'ala's way. And whilst Mughira radiallahu anhu was the governor in Kufa, he sent Jarir radiallahu anhu to a region called Hamadan to bring alive deen. And he strove in Allah Ta'ala's path. And in that region he was shot and he lost his eye. And he said, Ihtasabtuha inda Allah. I leave it in Allah's way. Allah will be happy with me. Allah will reward me for it. That Allah who gave me beauty, Alladhi zayyana biha wajhi, Allah beautified my face with that eye. Wa nawwara li ma sha, and Allah made me see with that eye. Then Allah took it away. It's His. He gives and He takes. I am happy with Allah. And he conquered Hamadan, or he opened Hamadan through a truce. And like that he kept on striving in Allah Ta'ala's path. But something amazing about him, whenever there was fitna, and whenever there was fitna between Muslims, Jarir radiallahu anhu had nothing to do with it. He stayed away. Even when he was told that come and join. He said, Allah's Nabi sent me to strive, to bring people to deen, but now I will never fight against Muslims. I will never fight with Muslims. So many beautiful ahadith he narrates. It's documented in Musnad Ahmad. There's 109 ahadith narrated by him. And Tabarani has more than 200 ahadith, actually with the repetitions, under Jarir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One amazing hadith of his in Bukhari Sharif is, لا يرحم الله من لا يرحم الناس. The one who cannot show mercy unto people will not receive the mercy of Allah. Allahu Akbar. How great is the teachings of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There's so many other beautiful ahadith. One in the narration of Tabrani, when he was in Masjid the Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he describes how the newcomers came in with poverty, and he describes it so eloquently. It's just that I don't have the time to explain it. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so emotional looking at their poverty, and he encouraged Sahaba radiallahu anhum, each one present what you have, each one give what you can for Allah's sake, whether it's dirham, whether it's dinar, whether it's thawb, your garment, whether it's some food, whether it's a portion of a date. And Sahaba came, one man came first from the Ansar, and he came with all his savings that he couldn't carry in his hands. And then when he gave, everyone else started giving. Allah's Nabi's face lit up, Jarir radiallahu anhu says, and Allah's Nabi said, the one who brings alive a sunnah, a wonderful practice, Allah will give him the reward of that. And all those who are encouraged by him, and then in turn emulate him, he will get their reward, without their rewards being diminished in the least. But his will be multiplied, because he was the cause and he was the start. And the one who innovates something in deen, or starts something evil or wrong, or stops some good, he will have the sin of that. And the sins of those who perpetrate after him, or are encouraged by him, or are inspired by him to do that wrong, and their wrongs will not be diminished, they will get full, but his will be multiplied. Allah Ta'ala save us. This hadith is Jarir radiallahu anhu's hadith. There's so many ahadith like this. All his life he spent in Allah Ta'ala's path. His teachings, Allahu Akbar. One beautiful statement of his. He says, you rather be deaf than listen to futility. And you rather be dumb than speak what is futile. Al-kharsu khayrum min al-khilaba. Wal-bakmu khayrum min al-bada. All his life he spent like this. Allahu Akbar. How honored he was before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that in Hajjatul Wada, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Jarir, O Jarir, istansit innas, you tell everyone to be quiet. Allahu Akbar. This alone shows his status. The status of a teacher generally has that authority that tell people, remain silent. The khatib, remain silent. This is not something anyone can just say. But in that majma of Arafat, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Jarir radiallahu anhu, this was the honor afforded to him by none other than Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. All his life he strove in Allah Ta'ala's path until he passed away in an area called Sarat in the year 51 or 54 Hijri, according to the different views. And he was considered as one of the residents of Kufa. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to learn from the great Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And let's end off his beautiful life with the hadith he narrates and shares with us, that if you cannot show mercy to humanity, how would you get Allah Ta'ala's mercy? How beautiful is the Arabic. La yarhamu Allah man la yarhamu nas. May Allah give us tawfiq to bring alive this mercy, you know, this mercy in our hearts for humanity. This is a riwayat of Bukhari Sharif. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.